cliffcentral.com.
I feel like my morning has been all kinds of oju elegba, but I'm going to try and explain it, try and make sense of it. This is the world-class cliffcentral.com, and we are the voices of 20-something. It's myself, Nell Given, and, well, not myself. It's Nell Given and Londie. Sounds as though I'm introducing someone else by saying myself. What's up, Londie?
Hi, hi.
So essentially, we are for those who are journeying through their 20s or happy to live in their 20s.
Yeah, we're not ages.
No, we're not. Nah. Everybody's welcome.
Yeah.
I had an insane morning. Absolutely crazy morning. There I am, you know, laying down the sweet early hours magic in the bedroom. And the curtain rail sleeping, not anything. Why are you giggling like that? I was sleeping.
It's fine. You were sleeping. You didn't have to just justify that.
I wasn't catching December vibes. No. So the curtain rail fell while I was sleeping. Now, this is a bit spooky. I'll explain why. I managed to deal with it like a calm individual. I think I handled it well. I tried to fix it, but it's still not up yet. So it's still down.
What happened? What were you doing?
I wasn't doing anything in particular. Like I said, I was sleeping. So this is spooky for one particular reason. My grandmother died, so I'm the man of the house, right? So there's that element of it, of the curtain rail just falling by itself, which is a bit weird. But it fell, and I managed to wake up. I think it fell during a good time. It could have been during, like, 6, 8, and that would have been complicated because I would have been there, like, people seeing me sleep, like, oh, look at this guy. So nonetheless, I didn't get freaked out.
Yeah,
circumstances considered.
Do you think it's weird? The things that happen when we're sleeping, bro, they're just weird. Apparently, I passed out on the couch.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that no one actually put something on me. So somehow...
You didn't have a blanket.
Yeah. So somehow, I woke up and went to the bedroom. I took a towel and I came back to the couch. How weird is that? Like, the towel is on the bed. And I went back to the couch.
Wow. I'm surprised you didn't take a bath or shower.
But now the thing is, I don't remember. Which is weird. Because once I'm up, I'm up. I'm that person.
That is fucking weird.
Yep.
That is strange. You are picking up weird habits,
and
weird things.
This is the funny part about it. What? 6:30 in the morning, I wake up, I go straight to bed. That's my life.
At least your schedule is set. At least you always end up in bed as well, so that's good.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
You should stop, though, because it's freaky.
I know. Okay. I know, hey?
I can imagine you trying to explain that on a first date, like, yeah, so I have this thing.
Why would I have such a conversation on the first date, though?
Oh, okay, cool. Like, all right, okay. Let's leave
not
it
that
at
I
that.
Know what happened, like I'm not that girl.
Wait, a first date girl?
No, I'm not that girl.
Yeah. Do you want to tell me about last week?
Hey, last week I went out in after a very
Londie's
long time.
A warrior,
I haven't gone out in months.
And maybe that's why
because
you
I was dealing,
did.
Bruh. Oh. I was dealing with a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
And okay, an opportunity presented itself last week, and I went out, and I'm having a time of my life, and someone decides to piss me off. And yeah, I got violent with someone, but yeah, well, I'm not proud of what I did.
It's okay.
But it happened.
We'll blame it on December. Now that person
and
surely
the worst
has
part about it, I wasn't even drinking. So yeah.
You did it off instinct.
I know. She was really on my case, and it happened when I was so calm. I was over that whole thing, and next thing I found myself choking the poor girl. But that was just it. Yeah. So,
well,
I'm not
done.
Proud of it.
This is
not
where the applause would come in. Well done. Well,
but I'm not proud of
done.
It.
I wonder if Solid T has beef with anybody. He might have beef with us, actually.
Chances are.
If you heard what he said, what we said about him the last time he was supposed to be. Well, he was here, supposed to be here.
He was here, but he wasn't here.
Touch and Cliff, it's confusing, you know?
It is.
Black and white, it's very confusing. They look the same.
Ish. Yeah, ne?
So hopefully you don't have beef with us, Solid. Last time, because we thought you weren't here, right? Mm. Yeah, just come through. There we go.
Yeah.
That one you can grab. I can't. This one.
Sure.
Nah, the last time, we said some things about you. We were like, oh, yeah, this guy. Damn it. How dare he lie? He's not here. What the fuck?
So not cool.
And by that time, people are texting me. And they're like, hey, man. Hey, man, I like roasty what I'm fit. Where the fuck are you? You know what I mean? So I'm like, eish, true. But I was here, but eish, nekeloku the other side, you know, yeah.
Communication breakdown.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But otherwise, I'm here today.
So hopefully you don't have beef with us. Are we square? Are we good?
Nah,
we
no
good?
Beef, man. No beef, no beef.
Let
me say thank you so much for coming by once again, for gracing us with your presence.
Away, bro.
And being in the right area code, super fresh.
Super fresh all day.
Yeah. Let's start with the voice. Londi, that was something that stuck out for Londi.
Yeah.
When we were listening to some of your future hits.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I don't know. I'm just fascinated. Your voice is just so amazing. Mm. Like you have one of those voices that every girl will be like, oh my word. I wouldn't mind waking up to next to that like every morning. I was just wondering, you don't have to tell me, you don't have to disclose.
You might have bad breath, you don't
how
know.
How old are you? You don't have to answer that.
He's between the ages of 18 and 35.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, but your voice is everything.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much, man. Like, yo.
Is that something that you've always had?
Yeah,
like that,
well,
that
I yeah.
Voice?
Yeah, I think so, like, but it's niggas aware, you know. Like, I was in a way, like, it goes rapidly in my music. Before I started trapping, I was just rapping, kicking bars and stuff. But when I fell in love with the trap, I realized, oh wow, I have a voice. And I have a voice that I can actually use than just bust the booty punchline and all of that, you know what I mean?
So would you go back to rapping?
Like right now, I'm leveling yahoo at a music, you know, I'm no longer trapping it. I'd rather like give you a good song than a dope 16.
Good.
You know what I mean? So, I still rap.
Yeah.
I still rap. I'm not saying I don't rap.
That
I'm not saying trappers.
Yeah.
I'm not saying trappers don't rap. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Gorofela, I just have this gift of finding that thin line between making a dope rap song and musically kedi guanthalang kedi into imbu.
I'm slightly disappointed with that. Okay, obviously you are on your own pursuit and your own journey.
Yeah.
But I love it when guys rap, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I love it when, like, J. Cole right now coming back with that essence.
Shout out.
Let's leave the hooks and the catchiness behind a little bit. And let's put some bars out, you know?
Exactly.
Mutwako Lista that you are, Mutwako rapper, Muff Town, obviously we can hear in the accents.
My nigga, why easy le mafia? Hey, why easy, wana?
I love Mutwako because... It's one of those genres of music in this country that we can identify where it comes from.
Mm.
And it's got a base. Not only is it a defining sound, but it's got a base of where it comes from.
Mm.
Like said, it's from that hood. You understand?
Mm.
Is that pressure? Is that encouragement? You know, it's a lot like in the States where we know that certain sounds come from certain states in the US.
Yeah.
We can market to that.
Yeah. Like, man, as for Mutwako, like, If maybe you guys are not aware, but Mutwako has played a huge role in the hip hop scene in South Africa, even the Africa as a whole, you know what I mean? The other rappers, like Naki Hola, Nribidwa Boma Hip Hop, Mantalao Lenega. If you are rapping and you're just using English. So when I grew up in an environment about rapping like a Setswana ka language, other rappers, like an example, like Max. When I knew Max was just rapping English, but when he got to a point that he mixed a language, you know what I mean? So even now, Mutwako is growing to a level where there's a Mutwako trap lord right now, you know what I mean? It's like Chaganigo Blela. I'm still doing Mutwako, but I'm trapping, and there's, it's like sound ya evolve and ya grow.
Cool. I haven't heard Mutwako trap before.
Exactly.
I haven't come across. Can you name me, drop me some artists that I can check out actually?
Solid T.
You want trap Mutwako?
Yes. Exactly.
Is that the only one you're gonna mention?
You're the only lord.
I'm the only lord for now.
Wow.
Yeah. But the other rappers, the other trappers out there, I see you MT, I see you Java, you know what I mean? I see all these ATM niggas and shout out.
Wow, you're spicy.
Speaking of MT, I heard it was terrible. It was a bit like a nightmare. I heard MTE, you know, Pitori. Yo, PTA guys, can you stop it though? It's cool, but can you stop it? I heard MT's roll up on a house beat.
It's so not on, you guys. You don't understand.
Sometimes,
I have nothing against house DJs and house people, but sometimes I feel like they disrespect other people's music by. Yo, yeah, you know what I heard? Who's this girl? Amanda Black.
Yeah, Amanda Black.
I heard something. I was like, guys, don't do it. It's good, but there are times where you don't have to.
Yeah, sometimes it's just way too much, man. Like some songs. Okay, Shabraitri is a hit, but you know,
you don't have to take space, it there. You know what I mean? Do it like that.
Exactly.
Is that what makes Solid T different?
Is that what makes me different?
Yeah, no, not in terms of your musical as repertoire.
Mm.
Being, you know, trap mutwako, being rapper and, you know, being catchy.
Yeah.
And being current, being relevant.
Yeah. Now, like, what makes me different is that, first of all, I'm a choreographer. I'm a professional dancer.
All you mutwako guys seem like you dance, though.
Yeah, well, like, the thing is, I started dancing before started rapping, you know. But otherwise, I'm also into more about spiritual well-being. You know what I mean? I believe in God too much, and I feel like my sound, even my what I talk about on my songs, is more spiritual than just talking about girls. Well, you will never hear me talking about girls popping bottles and stuff. You know what I mean?
So never ever.
Never ever. Yeah. Unless it's a punchline, if you don't get it, if you don't get it, man, you'll think like, this guy's talking about girls and bottles, but nah, or a metaphor or some shit. Yeah.
So what are your thoughts about the state of the game?
The state of the game
currently.
Hey man, we're moving too fast. We're moving too fast. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like right now we've got like under 20 kids featuring people from states right now. You know what I mean? So, but otherwise, right now we are growing, man. Like, I feel like SA hip hop has never been on this level ever. Next, one talang. Even Kwaito, he played a little role for Rebelemo, you know what I mean? Shout outs to Rodmane out there, one talang. So, even now, man, but if you want to achieve something, you mustn't think of like a lifetime. If it's great, it's gonna puzzle. To generation in, we puzzle to generation in. Even right now, what Casp is doing, filling up. Right now, Radibona didn't, you know. I don't even want to fill up the Dome or Orlando. I want to fill up Madison Square Garden. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's growing and re-inspire Rana. It's just a puzzle. It's just a process of growth, man. So
in the next few, in the coming decades, that's where you see the industry. When you are the boss, when you are the record label CEO at the time. Like,
know. Yeah. But otherwise, even now we know Joe independent. We don't really run after record labels and stuff, you know. We're doing, even me, I'm also independent, we're doing everything.
Talk to me about that relationship, that super fresh connection.
Oh, a super fresh connection. Super fresh, I was actually working with Ambitious last year, as Viv Cooper's choreographer and hype man and just producer also. So last year, the whole of last year, I was just keeping everything on hold to push them, Libo MT and all that. So around November, we got back to Mufftown. When I got back to Mufftown, we met up with Cooley. Cooley came through and was like, hey, yo, man, guys, I heard you guys are on some dope stuff out here. I think we should work together. I've got resources and your label can be on some other tips. So let's work on a compilation disc. So we started a compilation discing. That's when the label started. We actually started Super Fresh last year. So we partnered with My Throne Records, which is Kulichana's record label. And Shago is actually the single of the compilation disc. So it's the first track from the compilation disc. There are like six artists, two tracks each, 12 tracks, compilation discs. So I'm one of the best and one of the six. Himu compilation.
Wow. Wow, another confidence though.
You need to be in this industry.
Yeah,
you have
for
to.
Real, for real.
What was that very? Was that an important aspect? You being behind the scenes and getting that learning of behind the scenes.
Yeah,
just
man.
Being a choreographer, being a hype man.
You know what I mean? Like bom rapper babai or the artist is a bai. They like to rush things. I remember when I came through to Joburg, get some out of town. Like I thought, the first year or second year I'll blow up immediately. Bah! You know, right now it's like 6 years back or something like that. You know, but when I look back, it's upper scale. I studied journalism and media, and from there, Kiwi. Well, I thought every year I was like, nah, man, I'm gonna blow up next day. But it's not like that, and it's not about that actually. It's all about process of learning. You know, so even sometimes you have to make sacrifices. Like I had to keep my music on hold, my clothing brand on hold, to wear Fifth Cooper's brand, you know what I mean, and to push her. Kizo which can say one go fan lane if or on cause an elena get on, you know what I mean? So it's all about patience and all of that, trust.
So how does it feel to finally getting your break?
Oh man, man. Well, to me, go makaya, people are like, hey man, you are gone. But to me, I'm not even close, man. I'm not even close to where I wanna go or where I wanna be, you know. It's only the beginning, but so far I've been meeting a lot of people. I've been doing a lot of features. I've got songs Libu, Fifi Cooper, Libu Ginger Trill. I've got a lot of stuff coming through. So a lot of doors Khalid Bule, we're doing Mafton Heights a couple of weeks back, you know. I've been performing at Mafton Heights, but I've been that guy, you know, that guy that you don't know.
The other guy.
That guy with the mic and performed there first time with Mr. Momulimi, shout out. Second time with Pete Chunky. So I've always been a hype man for them. So but this year it was like my turn to perform as Solid T. You know what I mean? So biggie, law, and it's still a process of learning. I'm getting there, trust me.
There's all kinds of nonsense about coming to Joburg, and you know, Casper talked about it a lot in the come up before he was the Casper.
Mm.
The shade that gets thrown in Josie and the lack of love amongst artists.
Mm.
Were you well received?
Oh, well,
you seem to be jumping around working with everybody.
Mm. Yeah. Trust, like even where I come from, man, I've never been an artist who believed in beef to solve a lot of things or violence to solve, you know what I mean? Everyone, trust me, everyone, I've got a good relationship with everyone in the industry. Not because I want you or get a favor, but it's about, you know what I mean? Ask our follower tradition about Baba, you know. Komo Tswako, we all, everybody, WHP, Toddy Mac, Kuli Chana, everybody, we just one family, you know. So when I got to Joburg, nice, you know. But everyone, like, you gotta understand though, like, everyone is on his and her grind out here on Talon. So, Nakungwe, you not and how ho play role every le momotong that's why ka ba la go itse emanyana hi, you know, we all want to get it. So that's re majoes ga ba khutle. If you are putting in work, man, like, trust me, like ka le ke perform go di gigging tsa bo Kantari and stuff, you know, and when you get there you just do your thing, you know, you just do your thing. If you are dope and people feel you, they'll feel you, dog, you know what I mean? If you are ill, you are ill, that's it, you know.
I just hope you keep taking the accent further, you know?
Yeah.
We've been taking on foreign accent.
Yeah.
Forgetting our own unique state, like what we can bring to the world.
Exactly. Like, I always tell artists, no, yeah, no, Horejo, black is the new white. You know what I mean? Trey Songz is being empty right now. You know what I mean? It's our time for South Africans to go out there. Like, our music is growing. First time the artist is a South Africa, they are swaying in the money too, you know what I mean? Next year we can do more, dog, you know. Next year has to go there and put SA on the map, you know what I mean? Like, all of us, we have to go there. Aries, do you understand what I'm talking about? But if we battle Betela S. Rona, no Yana, we won't solve anything.
It's gonna end,
you know what I mean? Yeah. So we really have to, like, think about the Jagatidla, man. Like, I was telling Cooley the other day, Cooley, we really need to take Mafta Night to LA. You know what I mean? Let's take it to Nigeria. You know what I mean? Where we can actually put Motswako and Mafta really, on the map. You know what I'm talking about? Because that is going to that grow. And right now, that is the book Casper get international. Hey, I go Netherlands. I feel up in Netherlands. Yeah,
you sound like Solid T's got some big ideas.
Yeah,
man.
He does.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Like, oh, I'm experimenting about Jalam Bolo Lebone, we le primary Lebone, you know. They had the same dreams. Well, not the same, but
yeah. That energy is moving as well.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? So, if man, if you are out there, you are listening, and you are an artist or but not artist, you want to be on this radio station, just work hard. It's possible. You know what I mean? I always tell people, we live in the same, this is Earth. Where Zuma is, where Mugabe is, where who's this guy who got America, what president?
Trump.
Where Trump is, we on the same globe, you know what I mean? So don't worry, just work hard. Everything's possible, trust.
Man, I'm enjoying your spirit.
Yeah.
I'm trust, enjoying your man. Energy right now.
Yeah,
the fact that your perspective more than anything, that's massive. It's mighty, bro.
Yeah, we, bro.
In terms of where you, what you are in the game for, yeah. You mentioned you want to fill up... You know, even work on, even if it's not you, somebody that is associated to you
yeah.
will achieve those feats.
You know what I mean?
What are you in the game for?
I'm here to let people know actually that they've got power that they are not aware of. You know what I mean? As a human being, more especially, well, as a black child, you have so much power that you are not aware of, you know what I mean? And some things are just motlhaloganyo ya gago, you know, and modimo o teng jo, like God is there, guys, you know, God is there. I've seen things ditsama mo batho, like the spiritual world is there, and you really have to know we tsepile mantlhaloganyo. You have to have a pillar. It's either God or some just find something that you can actually retail it also on, you know. But otherwise, I'm saying God is there, and let's not forget that. Let's not forget the spiritual world. 365, 9 to 5. Like, you gotta wake up and realize, you know, like, you study your inner self. You know, as a black person, you need to read more again, man. Learn about where yourself as a black person, where you come from, and your body. Like, don't play like a dog touch you. Hey, give flu. So, like, study more about your surrounding, your environment. You know what I mean? Because there are a lot of things that people are lying to us about.
Let me hit you with this thought. Yeah. I love that your mind is there right now.
Yeah.
The day you die is the day you are actually born. And the day you die is the day you're actually born.
Mm.
And this is just your mom having a dream before she gives birth to you.
Mm.
So the state we're in right now is just your mother dreaming about you. What do you think of that thought?
Hey, that's too deep, bro. You really hit it on the mark, bro. Yeah, I think like it's... Yeah. Yeah.
Taking you places. All right.
Trust.
Cool. Tell me about the process of working on Shago.
Shago.
Yeah. Why that name, that title?
Yeah.
Also.
Where did that come up?
Shago. Okay.
Shago. What's going on?
Sharp. Shago is actually a real name for a real guy in Muff Town. That guy is a hustler, a real G, and a party animal. So it's like on the song, I did it as a character. You know what I mean? I'm a hustler, a party animal, and a real G. If you are a hustler, a real G, and a party animal, you can call yourself Shago also.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So yeah, so Shago is that guy. So I did that song when I went back home, actually, last year, around this time. Late November, when I left Kuambisha Zeda. So I got the first song that I recorded in Mafton was Shago. So from there, I've been recording Jay Hayes and Jay Spal. Yeah, it's...
Who do you want to work with in the future?
In the future? Damn, man.
Hopefully a near future.
Lira. I would like to work with Lira. Tenny Somazai. I don't know where Tenny Somazai is, but...
Hey, she's back.
Yeah.
She's called King Tat now.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
You know what I mean? So, I actually want to work with more musicians than rappers, you know, like, because I'm a rapper, I'm an all-around rapper, so I really want to, they're going to go blend, like, I'm all about creating that sound, and that music, it will represent as Africans, you know. So, kamotswako ka leleme la rona leleme la ga oledi wa ntlhalwane, so ke batla go spanele o slira Ringo le na wouldn't be bad. International, yeah, trappers, you know, if he's international, I would like to work with Most Def, Travis Scott, Tory Lanez, and Taga baby, you know, for real.
Interesting.
That's solid tea right there, man. Our greatness is so mighty, is of such a magnitude that they're trying to bury us alive. Mm. You've seen it.
Mm.
That's what's going on.
It's crazy.
Social media, bro.
Social media, Twitter, solid_TEE. Instagram, solid_TEE with a double S for superstar. And Facebook, and Facebook is Solid T, one word, SOLIDT, Solid T, yeah.
This is Shygo. You heard what the criteria is for you to be Shygo. You heard it from the man himself. Bro, thank you so much for coming by. Really appreciate
your
time. It's only fair that you get to hear. The visual to this is absolutely spectacular, man.
Check out the video also on YouTube, man. Check out the video on YouTube.
The drone usage. I mean, when you have Kyle White directing, it has to be nice.
You understand?
Budget is big, bro.
Wait, shout out, man.
People are balling out there,
the
bro.
Greatness continues. Sketch done told me we bring it in. Boss on boss, we hella nice. On point like a needle is. Shago Shag, kill it demo. But Abanaba, you need, but they'll all tell you that he the business. But then, boy, we go rock on these fake. Smart a bit, lame, smart a bit. Oh, yeah, cause ain't sh. Oh, yeah, cause ain't sh. Whole squad on something different. Man, it's not even the right song, but nonetheless, he said it's cool. Thank you so much to Solid T. Check out Shygo. Check him out on YouTube as well. Just say Solid T and watch the visual to Shygo and listen to it as well. It is absolutely insane. It's so, so massive. All right. Regalo is here. The godson is here. The godfather is here. Baxtina, like, it's a mess. It's a PTA mess right now. It's so, so cool. Yeah.
From hip hop to house.
From hip hop to house.
That's how we roll. It's a Friday.
Had to be.
Yeah.
Regalo.
Where I come from, but direne ke stele.
Okay.
Stele gets old.
I don't know if this is a new energy for you that you're rolling around with. You got a godson and the godfather. Having gone through your transition of your previous artist name, being Regalo now, is this a new energy that you're hanging around? Moving with, rather?
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
You know, but I do remember being part of the Godfather's movement wasn't necessarily something that I woke up and said, hey, I want to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, they stalked me, they found me. You know, and yeah, we came to us. I had a nice, you know, 6-hour meeting with the Godfather. You know, just that's how intense the interview was, you know, just to actually get me up to speed with what the brand is actually about, what they're about, and what they want, and what they want to achieve within the specific time frame, you know. And we got together, and by coincidence, some of the godsons were people that I've actually been working with, you know, outside of the Godfather's house brand, in the music industry before. So us coming together was, you know, it was a perfect blend. You know, I didn't have to start knowing people. I didn't have to start, you know, understanding people.
Yeah.
Everything just happened naturally. It was a smooth transition.
What is it that the collective is working on?
Okay, well, collectively, the Godfathers are a premium brand. All right. Now, by a premium brand, I mean is we are doing everything differently. Like in terms of releasing music, in terms of how we promote our music, in terms of what we want our music to do, that's basically what the Godfathers are at, you know, or rather are about, you know. And together we are brothers as the godsons. We do the music, they do the music, which is released on the Godfathers of Deep House app. the application, which is running.
Down with the apps, even. You know the movement is serious.
Yeah. You know, and that on its own was something different because we're not releasing our music on digital stores, your iTunes, your TrackSource, whatever.
You can only get it there.
You can only get it in the Godfathers of Deep House, the application.
Yeah. What? It's real. Yeah. I'm actually looking at the likes on Facebook.
Yeah.
23,327.
Yeah, within 11 months. This project started this year.
That's crazy, Poppy.
It's a milestone.
Exactly, yeah.
And you know, a large bulk of that are the women, you know, because they're DJs. You know?
We are bless us level 1 million.
Yeah. What does it take to be a godson, to enter the movement?
Okay.
Well, well, first, you got to be in love with the music, though. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you must... How should I put it? Like, you must obviously basically know what you're doing, and then you must know how to do it, and then you must know how to, you know, like, when you produce, we call it the nostalgic experience, or the nostalgic music. You know what I mean? Like, it has to grab you and then put you in that other place.
Put you in a trance.
You know what I'm trying to say? So, basically, you gotta be on your, like, I don't know, steroids or something like that to be a part of the experience, you know what I'm trying to say? Because, like, I'm not only the only godson, we have a whole crew, there's a whole lot of guys.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what I love about it. You know what I'm trying to say?
I love that you want to cry about it. It's okay.
He's doing the Jordan crying face, can you see?
Oh, no, I'm getting serious. I'm getting into the trance now. Yeah. So, just like now, I'm with Buxton, I'm one of the other godsons, you know? So, like...
I think to answer that question directly, it would be safe to say the Godfather finds you. That's what it takes to be a godson.
I was gonna get to that.
Yeah,
I was gonna get to that.
And obviously, there's ambition. Obviously, with ambition comes pressure, comes desire, comes a pursuit to push yourselves to a higher level. Mm. Are you guys in competition with one another? Pushing each other within
healthy competition.
Yeah.
Like, it has to happen that way, because if he comes over, if I don't see him as a competition, then I'm gonna be comfortable. Yeah. You get what I'm trying to say? But then we still have that same, you know, goal that, like, if he does something dope, then obviously I have to up my game.
Yeah.
And then come back to him, I'm like, yo, Buxton, brah, you're lying. Today it's me. You know what I'm trying to say? We push each other in that way, you know? And then I like that, because ever since I joined the movement, the amount of brains and the amount of energy that I get from all these different people, and it has made me, as a producer, do stuff that I never thought I'd do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm trying to say?
That's what it's about.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think I said this earlier on. If two minds are better than one, imagine what 20 minds can do.
Another place Bieber can push them is in the gym. You guys are looking skinny as fuck right now.
You know, like, this picture is just not working, hey?
Bieber is a good son and a bounce at the same time.
I tried.
Modesty, right there.
Did you try?
Listen to
they were like, can't. No muscles.
What a protect. Some of us need to be charming. Some of us need to be strong.
What you mean?
Some need to be both.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is the work right now? What are you currently working on? What are we expecting?
Oh,
we
actually,
should be expecting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're dropping a 300 track album tomorrow.
Yeah.
300.
Yeah, zero. Yeah, 300 tracks.
300 tracks. Nostalgic
experience all the way.
Kusasa.
I feel like you should. Yeah, okay. There's a whole experience coming with it as well. I said, okay, you need to tell us about that. Right there.
Yeah,
Has it been? Have you been working on it throughout the year?
Throughout the year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to figure out how you get to 300 tracks.
Okay, like I said, I was actually hoping Buxton would come on, not shy, but he'll grow up, hey. What basically happens within the Godfathers of Movement is something similar to what Biwa just said. You know, the consistency levels need to be there. You need to up your game, and basically the app releases a certain amount of tracks per month. Right, and within that amount of tracks that's been released within that month, there's certain that were being, you know, banked for this particular project. And because it's a monthly thing, submissions of the new tracks were added onto what was already existing. And basically, it's going to be a complete package of songs that's going to be released. And still on top of that, next month, another set of music is still coming through.
Yeah, on the app.
Mm-hmm. On the app.
You're going to be all over the streets, all over the radios, all you're going to be everywhere.
It's absolutely fantastic, because coming to look at, you know, some of the things that The Godfathers within this year has achieved, you know, we've got international recognition, you know. We've just aired our first international advert on Trace, not on Trace Africa, but Trace globally, you know what I mean? So we're getting a lot of requests from Spain, you know, people that listen to the type of sound that we're doing, which is nostalgia, deep house, you know, and... coming to think about it, it's actually getting more appreciation and more love abroad, but it's not as if...
Doesn't that just piss you off a bit? I mean, it's great.
Yeah. I think, you know, that just simply, instead of making us angry, gives us an idea that, you know, there's a certain level of growth that we are at, which people from home are not with us there yet, they'll get there.
I always say that if people don't talk about you, then that means that no one's thinking about you. So if they talk about you, if it's bad or if it's a good thing, the main thing is that they're thinking about you. You know, and that gives you a lot of energy, because someone is spending their time thinking about you and not actually focusing on what they're trying to do. You know what I'm trying to say? So bad publicity is good publicity sometimes.
It doesn't piss us off.
No.
We want you guys. That's why we are doing this. We want you guys to play us and follow us. That's what we want to do.
You're sounding like a lot of growth, which is, which just shows what your pursuits are. Because there are DJs that come into it and they want to be club DJs and they want to have a residence somewhere and have it end there. Yeah. But where you're going, it seems to be quite massive.
Yeah.
How would you assess the state of PTA house right now? Because the talk is, oh, hip hop is bigger than house right now. Is it true? Are the rumors true?
To a certain extent, you know, once you start accepting things the way they are is when you can actually do something about it, you know. A lot of talented producers, excluding what we're doing within The Godfathers, you know, we're relaxed in terms of the brand of, or rather the music, house music, okay. You know. And the hip-hop guys came through, they did their thing, and they took over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just simple as that. You know, so it's basically us at the drawing board saying, hey, here's a gap. This is a different type of sound. There's a different type of house that people did not have, that producers are not doing. So let's do this so that we can take over what we had initially lost. Because if people, big brands like, you know, your Black Coffees can win an award for, you know, the best, or rather the best dance nation, that's basically us in South Africa.
Exactly.
So which means we got more people who are listening to house in the world, in SA. So we need to do something. We have to do
you
something.
You need to stop relaxing. And
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, and basically that's what the philosophy was about within Office, that, you know, The Godfathers of House is not about fame. It's not about you being all over lineups wherever, because that's basically what every other house DJ is doing. You know, some are not doing it right, you know. And that's what we're doing, showing people that we're about the music, good quality music. Follow this, and you have that the option is in your hands.
Yeah, like, you know what so. I mean? And another thing that we wanna also implement, or I think implement is the right word. Like, implement and put in someone's mind that, like, you know, we wanna be those kind of people that, like, you know, when little boys are like listening, they're like, yeah, you know what, this is what I want to do. You know what I'm trying to say? Not be afraid. Like, okay, I grew up in an era where, you know, if I talked about doing music at home,
it was tough.
Yeah. What's that? No, you don't want that. You know what I'm trying to say? But then now we want to put that platform where when someone, you know, who's upcoming says that, no, mom, I want to do this. I want to be like The Godfathers. You know what I'm trying to say? I want to do that. And then the parent will be like, yeah, okay, yeah, you see there, yeah. I think, yeah, there you can work. You know what I'm trying to say?
Londi, tell me about this scene that's taking place tomorrow.
Yo, this is a lot. this whole thing is a lot.
When you are your own brand, when you are your own marketing, your own producer, your own everything, this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so the 300 tracks is being released tomorrow.
Yeah.
At a cost of 1,000 rand, which is which I think it's a bargain. Like, it's a serious bargain.
Exactly. We really wish everybody could see it the way you
the
just
way
said
you
it.
Yeah,
it,
right
it
now,
is.
You
know? It is. I because mean, 300 tracks, guys. Yeah. 1,000 rand. Yeah. Do you understand the intensity of that? Do you understand? It's yeah, it's a lot.
24 albums.
Yeah, and you can actually get like two albums or three albums with 1,000 rand, and this is just too amazing.
And our track is cost 89 cents.
Yeah, if you download,
like,
track,
it's breaking it down
like,
for you.
Imagine
on the app, on the app, yeah.
It's 90. It's
also, 89. If you get one, it's oh wow. Okay.
Look, this is what we were the Godfather's objective for us as well. You know, we are going to eradicate piracy smart because if you put a free link
actually
on a data file host for people to download a track, they're probably paying about $15 because they need to buy data, right?
Yeah,
so you are basically paying that much, and it's a free link when you look at it. But thinking about it, it's not a free link because you're paying to get the data to delete to download a song from that. So basically what we do is we get people to subscribe within the app. You pay $100 and you get about 10 tracks per month. Hence,
you get
the
it
for, yeah, releases.
If you want a monthly pay, you can pay 10 rand.
Come through.
For a month, it's 10 rand for 10 tracks.
Yeah, 10 rand.
Yeah, you guys
just
are a lot.
With 10 rand and get 10 tracks.
You can't get one song with 10 rand in SA. That
no way.
So there's an email here where people who wants to place, who have their own copy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
GMTalbum2016 at thegodfathers.co.za.
Yeah, basically, you know, getting the music to the people was a bit challenging in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But once people started to get familiar with the brand and what the brand is about, it started becoming easier for people to say, this is what I want to do. You know, what we've also realized is, you know, we lack that premium exclusivity in SA. So we said, if people from abroad, like your PDDs and whatever, have their own clothing ranges and whatever under one brand and keep it premium, including the music that they're releasing.
Mm.
You know, why can't we do that here and notch above? You know what I mean? So that's what we've been doing. We've had different types of album launches. Our events are different. Our sound is different. Our movement is different. You know, altogether, you know, we've been doing a couple of private shows in Cape Town, the way we launched, where we had the listening session of the album. You know, that's actually the one
you
that
guys
aired.
Are doing the most private
that's
shows.
That's actually the one that aired. Yeah, it aired on Trace. You know, we had Trace came to the 224 for the session.
Is that challenging in itself? Because I mean, you're discussing a different approach, and we know how our people are with the new approaches and.
It's very, very, very challenging because now we can't just go to a PR company and pay PR for PR.
You know, they might not know how to put it out there.
Yeah,
exactly. They're going to do what's been done. So what we're doing is we have everything in-house. Management in-house, PR in-house, music in-house. Everything is in-house.
What do you got?
Basically, everything is in-house.
That's not
and
trainer.
It gives us, you know, the capacity to expand within, you know, our talents inside the movement. You know what I mean? So everything else has been flowing according to how, you know, we planned it on the schedule of the Godfathers. You know, we didn't plan a September release because we're not trying to have December hits. We are trying to have timeless music flowing forever.
Huh.
Like, even if you check the library and check out some of the songs that were out in January, it's something that you can still play now and get the same type of effect. You know what I mean? So it's different altogether. No matter how you look at it, from whichever angle you look at it, it's different.
I like the fact that these guys are going big.
And
this 1,000 rand thing is even converted into dollars, pounds, and all that.
Oh, yeah, there's also a website. There's also a new website that's up now. You can, it's what, www.godfathers.godfather. Come, help me. Yeah, www.godfathers.co.za.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a website there where you can also buy music from there. And then you can get all, like, everything that you want. Like, it's basically like international. So if you come with your dollars, you just go there.
That's global.
You know?
These dudes have got families to feed, man.
You know?
You guys aren't playing around anymore.
And muscles to feed, too.
Look, it's big. It's been, you know, our biggest talking point, you know.
Yeah.
Because looking at breakthrough artists in SA, and given the experience that we have of being musicians before joining the movement of the Godfathers of House, we know how much artists struggle. We know how poor artists in SA are. You know what I mean? But if you can afford to live like we are living now, it clearly means that the Godfathers are doing something right. You know what I mean? The guys are gigging. The guys are getting paid for gigging. It's fantastic. Like, it's awesome.
Another thing I want to add on there, like with the other guy, Soul T.
Yeah, Solid T.
Yeah, Solid T. Yeah. It's basically the same thing. Like right now, in house, like we want to revolutionize how people personify house music. You know what I'm trying to say? If people can make their own apps out there, then why shouldn't we do it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like everything is at our disposal right now. You know what I'm trying to say? So as much as we view the industry the way it is, we wanna make it much more better. We want people from Germany and everything saying, yo, house music in SA. You know what I'm trying to say? We want people to say, our tracks are Shazamless.
Come down here, yeah.
Our tracks are Shazamless. If you go on Shazam, you're not going to find it. Huh. You know what I'm trying to say? So people will complain to Shazam. And then, you know, they'll complain to Shazam, yo, we're not getting the tracks. We want these tracks. We can't get them. What's happening? You see, they must come to us. Because, I mean, if we can go to them, then they can also come to us. So this is what we want to do, you know. We just trying to change the game.
Game changers.
Hook us up with some instrumentals so we can put them on blast. We don't mind buying them. We might have to go that route. We don't mind.
Get nine bobo from where we come from.
Thank you so much.
How old are you?
I'm sorry. Just to add on a bit, the event that's happening tomorrow. If you can't get there, it's gonna be streamed live. So.
Data's deep, damn.
Yeah. all our events are streamed live.
Yeah, all the events are streamed live.
Including the studio sessions. Like, if you are an upcoming producer and you want to learn and you want to see how it's actually done when you produce, we stream live. You know, our events, we stream live. That's basically what we mean when we say game changers. It's not done regularly by anybody. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Follow the movement, Godfathers of Deep House.
Yeah, boy. Nostalgic deep music.
Nostalgic deep music. Mm-hmm. Londi, you been good?
Yeah, I've been great, man.
Yeah.
Been great.
Go out there, do the most. It's been a pleasure. It's been fun. Thank you so much to Solid T for coming by once again and to the Godfathers of Deep House SA.
300 tracks tomorrow. Immediately at midnight, you can purchase.
Nice. Check you out again next time. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Thanks for having us, man.
Away. CliffCentral.com.